100 Short Insights based on my book, Instinct, The Power to Unleash Your Inborn Drive, which will help you tap into your heart, gut feelings, hunches, and intuition for success in every area of your life. The readings are paired with scripture to give you daily reminders to rediscover and reclaim your inner drive one day at a time. In addition to the daily readings in this book, you can read Instinct to go more in depth and learn how to activate your God-given instincts for success. I know that a more fulfilled life awaits you as you embrace your instinct and become the person you were created to be. T.D. Jakes. 1. Instinct to Thrive. My son, do not let wisdom and understanding out of your sight. Preserve sound judgment and discretion. They will be life for you, an ornament to grace your neck. Then you will go on your way in safety, and your foot will not stumble. Proverbs 3:21-23, NIV. Instinct comes from our Creator. We are made in God's image, and He is the giver of good and perfect gifts. James 1:17. Therefore, our instincts will reflect our Creator. Instincts bear the imprint of the divine. So if it doesn't act or look like something God would bless or smile upon, it probably isn't instinct. It could be self-indulgent desires or compulsion, but it is not instinct. Instinct is not an uncontrollable urge. It is not self-indulgent desire. It is not arbitrary impulse or compulsion. Those inclinations are human and may resemble instinct, but they are not. Our instincts help us meet God's intention for our lives, give us and others fulfillment, and give us dominion or reign over other creatures. While all living things have a proclivity to survive or instincts to survive, we as humans also have instincts to thrive. We can use our instincts to live well and to live better and to help others do the same. We are to use our God-given instincts to honor God, God's people, and God's creation. When we follow instinct and refuse to let wisdom out of sight, Scripture says we will have life, a fulfilled life. Like a fine necklace, wisdom adorns and makes everything beautiful, better, and more fulfilling. Instinct can be seen as the little extra that makes a big difference. People who use instinct see a little more and a bit clearer than those who do not. Instinct followers allow wisdom to guide them toward better and the best, ultimately giving fulfillment. When you use insight along with intellect, you are far more likely to succeed than people who just rely on intellect or who merely do what they are expected to do. The employee who follows the job description to a T does what he or she is expected to do. That's nice. But the person who exceeds expectations often uses instinct to go the extra mile, to anticipate what might need to be done, or to determine what the company actually could use to run more smoothly. That isn't on the job description. These people have followed an inner compass that tells them what cannot even be described. As you learn to listen to your instincts, not only to survive but to thrive, dig deeply and pay attention to your inner voice, your guide. Spiritual people know that prayer can uncover much. Open your heart to God and allow your Creator to guide you. Your experience and observations and knowledge can be merged together to produce powerful insight that you and only you have. And only you can deliver it to the world. Whether in a small way or in a large way, we are all called to have an impact. You were born for a reason. Use your instincts to thrive, not simply to survive. Prayer. Lord, I thank you for giving me instincts and creating me to not only survive but to thrive. Help me to open my heart to you and to the deep inclination.